Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every line is lit up. People want to tell us a song that if you could only listen to one song for the rest of your life, and it could only be one song, what song would it be? And I want to know why. I want to hear the story.
Okay.
What is it about the song
that
you like?
What is it, lady?
What is this dumb song that you like? That you just got to hear it all the time.
Right.
One song. Just one song that you could listen to.
One song.
We'll go to Jared's song first. Okay. Now, Jared, what was the inspiration behind this song? Besides I didn't even know you were a cowboy.
What do you mean?
I had no idea this dude was a wrangling, rooting, tooting cowboy. But this
Yeah,
dude,
I've always seen Jared like rock the cowboy look. Yeah.
I have not seen that with the hat and everything, the spurs, which I thought was rowdy.
Yeah,
guy doesn't own a horse.
Yeah, outside of here, I wear like cowboy boots all the time and stuff. Like that's what I do.
Yeah, it's interesting.
This song, no, I feel like this is a song like if I'm driving around or I'm working out, this is a song that I have to hear every single time.
Okay, this is the song that Jared has to.
What? I want to see Jared work out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean like running.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, I don't really see you lifting weights.
He has to work out like a girl.
Has to be.
Oh, I got it.
You know, it's like, I did a push-up.
When I'm running. Yeah. Okay, I got it.
This is a bop.
This is Garth Brooks, Calling Baton Rouge. Here you go.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana.
Yeah, I can't. Garth slaps.
He is doing his alter ego again and working on a brand new album. If you wanted a little, fun fact, forgot the name of the dude. His alter ego, Chris Gaines with the weird hair, with the emo hair. Yeah, he's bringing that back.
That's not good.
Right. All right, that's his jam. All right, let's go to Derek's. Yeah. Now, Derek, what does this song mean to you?
Yeah, it means nothing. It's just it's a bop that I'm listening to right now. You know, it's called Beatbox by Spot 'em Got 'em.
All right. You can listen to this forever?
No.
I mean, no, that's the whole idea.
I can't. This is just a song that I've been playing lately.
Man, that mumble rap is really slapping right now.
I love
now.
It, though. Yeah. I know.
You don't even have to have words.
No.
And that's great.
Yep. And well, it makes it easier, I think. He's just got a cool look, you know?
All right. And this is a song that John picked. Isn't that what they use to torture people?
I think so.
This song, I mean, come on, this song slaps too.
No, it does.
I get why John would choose this song though. Young man, there's no need. Because it's a song he can sing.
Yes. The first song he picked, we couldn't play on the air. So this
is
an alternate.
Backup, yeah.
I have to wait until we get to the,
you have to
the hook. Yeah. I'm sorry. Young man, there's a place you can go. I'll say young man. How many white ladies just got on an imaginary dance floor and started doing this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God! Girlfriend, come on! YMCA!
Here it is.
All right! It's fun to stay at the YMCA. You know what's great about this song is it doesn't matter your weight. You can still enjoy this song.
Yes. You only need arms.
That's it. That's right. It doesn't matter your weight, girlfriend. You love it. There are those songs that, like, they're doesn't matter how much you weigh.
Yeah. This is horrible. Well, you can't do, like, the electric slide.
No.
But you can do the YMCA.
You can do the YMCA.
No problem.
All right. And then this is my song. We'll get to yours. 1-855-FU-BILLY. Probably don't know what this is, do you, Derek? You've never heard this song before, right?
I'm trying to think.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
No, there's nothing wrong with this song.
I see. This. Nighttime would find I didn't really check this cracker's background, though, before I played this.
Wait a minute. This is
a...
I don't know what his intentions are.
He's an old white guy.
He's an old white guy. Make sure.
It's like serenades.
It's like saying, Clint Eastwood's my favorite actor.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, remember when they were like, John Wayne's my favorite actor.
And they're like, okay, I just won't say that no more. I mean, he's still my favorite actor. I just won't tell anybody.
Let's go to Chicken Joe. Chicken Joe?
Bok, what's happening, fellas? So that one song, that one dumb song that I love listening to every time has got to be X-Rated by David Allan Coe. And yes, it is hella racist, but it makes me so happy.
Okay, all right. Chicken Joe, you got to identify yourself.
Yeah, Chicken Joe, not a white guy.
Not a white guy. Like,
you
can't
do
that
name or something. Not a white guy, Chicken Joe.
Not a white guy at all.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, it's not like... It's sometimes you got to look at the negative things, and like it makes me
happy.
We're
gonna need a little bit more information, Chicken Joe. I get it, you're not a white guy, but we need a little more information.
All right. I'm a Haitian dude out here in San Antonio, just loving life.
Okay, all right. Golly, he comes out with David Allan Coe, which that guy is—he is a legit racist, right?
He is.
Yeah.
Yes.
TJ said, honestly, I'd kill myself if I had to listen to y'all songs for the rest of my life. Well, that's why they're our songs,
yeah.
TJ.
Yeah, they're not TJ's songs.
Yeah, I bet your playlist sucks ass.
What's up? Vinny.
Yeah, man. Hey, Derek, I'm surprised you didn't pick Tyrese, that sweet lady. But anyways...
Well, it is Tyrese Thursday.
All right? Show your asses.
Man, I can't wait for Laird to send him some Tyrese memorabilia.
You better not.
Oh, yeah.
Tyrese
pillow.
That was the worst Fast and Furious I've ever seen.
Well, when he showed up. He's a fan. All right.
He sucks.
Did you have a song, Vinny, or did you just want to roast Derek?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I want to roast Derek, but I also got a song. My song is a song by Pantera called Hollow. And, it's a pretty deep song about a guy that his best bud overdoses on drugs, and he's just kind of a shell of himself, kind of not really conscious. And I've actually had a buddy that went through that, so that one kind of hits deep for me.
All right, well, appreciate
that. So his song actually means something to him.
Somebody said that they could listen to this song over and over and over again if they could just have one song. It's a telephone dildo, Derek. They got to be trolling us. It's a telephone dildo, Derek. Telephone dildo Derek. Says it slaps. Telephone dildo Derek. 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 All right.
Just good.
Let's go to Chris. Yes, Chris. That was one take.
Mm-hmm. Hey guys. First time caller, long time listener.
Thanks, buddy.
I was going to tell y'all that my song is Square Hammer by Ghost.
Okay.
You know, we met them, but we couldn't see them.
Well, we could. They're actually, you know, really nice guys.
Yeah, but remember, we only met the one guy and the other dudes were dressed
like
gimps.
Yeah, the other
dudes
were still dressed in their getup.
Yeah, not gimps,
the
other
guy
but
was really intelligent.
They're full outfits.
Full outfits, that's right.
Yeah, get up. Isn't that what an outfit is, your get up?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
They're in full gear.
Yeah, but I said gimps.
Oh, I got you. They kind of, I got you.
Yeah.
They kind of remind you of that.
What's up, Jake?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Let me guess. State Farm is there.
That's not a song.
No, but did Jared really say that you listen to music when he works out?
No, that was Jared.
Yeah, like when I'm running. And
Jared
stuff.
Can barely walk.
I run.
I mean, the only thing he runs
That's
into
insane.
Is walls.
Right.
I mean, that's the only running he does.
I feel like the only running he could do is like with his, I don't know, Wii Moby or something.
I
you
run
know
on
what
a
mean?
Treadmill.
It's got to be some kind of virtual character that runs for him.
I do treadmill running.
Oh, treadmill running.
He sits on a treadmill. Let's go to Buddy.
He sits on a treadmill.
What's
that
up, Buddy?
That wouldn't work well.
Hi, Buddy.
Hey.
Hey, Buddy.
Hey.
Hi, Buddy.
Hey.
Buddy. Buddy, Buddy.
Shout out. Big baby Texas.
Buddy.
Hey. 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 All right. The number one song I'd probably listen to forever is Kickstart My Heart.
Kickstart My Heart, Motley Crue. That would be exhausting.
Really would.
That would be insanely exhausting.
Yeah. It would be.
Wow. That's his thing. Whew. All right. I think Motley Crue, aren't they making another album?
Probably.
That's what
They're
I heard.
Oh, cool. It should be great.
The Catman. Yes, the Catman.
Wet by Owl City or Sky Toucher by the Glitch Mob.
I love
Owl City. You
calling
from a walkie-talkie?
Owl City's the one that has that like weird like doo-doo-doo-doo. I don't know.
Calling from a ham radio?
I love whatever happened to Owl City. Where did he go?
He's in his mom's basement.
Okay, all right.
What? That's where he was.
We used to go to the mall and that song would be on like every time we went in there. Yeah.
The Fireflies.
Yeah, the Fireflies. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
What's up, Squeaky Dan? Squeaky Dan, what is going on?
Yeah, I got some babies yelling and stuff. I was going to tell you about a song, but Derek, man, I'm sorry, bro. I love you, but you fake it so much, man. You act like you're not about I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
God help me. God help me. Save me.
He does not have his life under control. Oh, let's go to Jay. Yes, Jay. A lot of ambiance with these calls. A
lot of it.
Holy crap.
Nobody goes anywhere to make a phone call anymore.
I don't think I can follow Mr. Squeaky Dan here, but mine's a simple song. It's by Audio Slave. It's called Hypnotize.
Hypnotize.
And it's more for the message than the...
Take that.
But, yeah.
Okay, Hypnotize. All right, thank you. Steve, one song and only song for the rest of your life. What song would it be?
Marty Robbins, El Paso City. You nailed it, Bubba. My grandfather would stop the Jeep in the middle of the highway to listen to that song.
Dangerous.
My blood.
Thank you, sir. All right. Let's go to Robert.
The Call of the Cthulhu. Metallica.
All right. Metallica. I was waiting for a Metallica one. Let me go to Tara. Thank you, sir. What's up, Tara? One song, only one song, rest of your life. Only pick one. What is it?
I would have to say Amarillo by Morning, George Strait.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The king. King George.
I love that song.
Let me go to
Not
Jason. What's up, Jason? You've heard it.
I think I have.
Jason.
Oh, yeah. I have to do Recap by Don Toliver and Nav. Y'all got to check it out. They're talking about the best mouth hug he's ever had.
Okay.
I will check that out.
Recap, huh? Huh. Sam. One song, only one song, rest of your life.
I would do Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
Stop it.
I can see that. I mean, you gotta, there's gotta be strategy with it because it has to be a song that isn't just gonna drive you insane.
I mean, sure.
this is a good song.
Might as well call it and say Sarah McLachlan.
No, those are draining.
Yeah. Oh,
those are
like,
emotional wrecks.
Same thing.
No, this one is like, it's dirty. This is a dirty girl song.
She's like, I'll still have sex again.
You know what I mean?
Even if you're dead.
Yeah.
Is that what she's saying?
This really is a dirty girl song.
It is. Yeah, don't worry.
It slaps, as Derek says.
I'm going to put out in the future.
I mean, and
really
listen,
what she's saying is my private parts will go on.
Yeah. You're dead, but my giner is not.
Yeah,
that's what she's saying.
I love how those songs, you ain't even got to rhyme.
No.
You just say words.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Sick Bubblegum.
Great name.
What's up, Sick Bubblegum?
Hey, my song would be Drop 'Em Out by Wheeler Walker Jr.
Yeah, man!
Yes, it would.
Damn!
Is this a little kid or is this a girl? Is this a little boy or is this a girl?
Girl.
All right, John, what do you think?
Definitely like a girl. Yeah.
All right, what
like
do you think?
A girl?
Yeah, that's a girl.
Okay. It is. So, Sick Bubblegum is your name, right?
Yep.
All right. Are you?
I like calling in with an alias.
You're a girl, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Congrats. You guys win. I was
wrong. Nailed that.
Sounded like a little.
I think Sick Bubblegum's called in before and we've had that exact conversation.
Okay. Maybe I had some bacon.
Okay.
Start to get the dementia.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What's up, Sean?
Hey, my favorite song is The Baby by Blake Shelton. It makes me cry like a bitch.
Okay, The Baby by Blake Shelton.
Is that Gwen
that.
Stefani's husband?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, are they married yet?
I think they're
Or are they just living in sin?
I believe they're in sin.
Wow.
What's up? She's 50. Let's go to Dustin. Yes, Dustin.
It would be Africa by Toto.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that song just smacks.
It does. No. What do you mean, no?
No.
I love that song.
I do, too. I'm with
you, Derek. I love that song, yeah. If you don't like that song, you're a psycho.
Hold on. I'll find it. I'm sure I have it.
I got it, I think.
All right, give me that song. No, they shouldn't. They should play it everywhere.
That song is so good.
It's the best.
And it was like so long ago.
I hate the Weezer version.
Yeah,
that one sucks ass.
Yeah, you always throw a bitch fit about that.
All right, let me find this because I got it. Toto. There
it is. Wow. It's kind of racist that our music catalog didn't have it.
Here we go. I have to play everything from my phone. That's how advanced we are.
Yeah.
Long ass intro, though.
Toto song, but not that one.
Yeah, it's just going to take a minute.
I mean, this song is so good.
The segment, it will be in the break by the time the damn...
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to get there at all.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Everybody knows the song.
You get it.
What is it, something about rain in Africa or something?
Nothing's going to take me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could do.
Yeah.
Africa.
Africa. There it is. Hell yeah. He nailed that. I love it.
Joe Mama.
Yo, what a do?
Yo.
Got one for y'all.
All right.
This is the best song ever. Buck Cherry lit. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh. You got to listen to that over and over and over again. All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Just a little aggressive.
Daniel and Corpus. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. It has to be Motley Crue, Home Sweet Home.
I mean, you like what you like.
You do. I don't want to be...
I love how nobody's called in with the same song, though.
No. Josh, a song that you could listen to over and over again, and you can only pick one. That's the only song for the rest of your life.
It'd be Loving the Heartless by Jelly Roll. I don't know if anybody's called in with...
I'm not a chance. Jelly Roll. Never heard of Jelly Roll. Except, I know, Tootsie Roll.
Was he in, like, the Terror Squad with, like, Big Pun or
the Tootsie Roll? That's the only thing. I don't know. Jelly Roll. What's up, Biz? I'm not a music guy, though, so.
True.
My bad. What's up, Biz?
Hey, guys. I would probably pick Hey Ya by Outkast. Gotta keep it light and airy.
Not one repeat.
Not one.
So nobody has the
Thank
same.
Thank you wow. for the biz.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.